What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
The question I have for y'all is, if you went out on a date this weekend and you paid for that date, how much did you spend?
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw a survey this weekend, and I looked at this number, and I thought, this absolutely can't be right. Okay. Things, they couldn't have changed that much since I've been dating. Now, granted, I've been married 8 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've known Stacy for 11, so I probably haven't gone out on a date in 11 years, but if things have changed this much, y'all need a raise, for sure. Good morning. Is it Michael?
Yes, it's Michael.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, and you?
Doing okay. How much did you pay for your date this weekend?
You know what? I think the movie was $15, and then I paid for the snacks, and then he paid for lunch. So nothing exorbitant.
So still, when all is said and done, what are we looking at? $50?
$50? No, to go to the movie, $15, and then, you know, popcorn, icy Coke, probably no more than about $25,
all right.
Okay.
Falling in love, priceless.
I'll pay anything just to spend that special time with you.
Andrew.
Yes.
Hello, sir. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. How about you?
What'd you roll out this weekend, man?
$74.
And what was that for? Just dinner or?
That was just dinner, yeah.
Okay.
But I will say that's really not even that high.
Compared to what you've spent before?
Yeah, I mean, I've spent a lot more in the past, but it was well worth it. It was a good second date. So
a good second date, and you know it was $74 because you just remember that number off the top of your head.
Yeah, I remember what I ended up tipping out $100.
That's doing the math at the end of the date. That's always tough.
Right. Yeah.
74, 20%, 714, right. 15. I can't figure it out.
But you're trying to be cool in front of your date, like, yeah, right. I know what to do. And I'm thinking, you know, you're putting your tip card out of your wallet just real quick.
So if you start counting on your fingers, you know, you've had too much to drink.
Right, right.
The height of dorky right there is if you bring out the tip card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Andrew, there are some hidden costs in this the survey that I read this morning. Did you go out and did you get, like, clothes or did you get a haircut or anything before your date?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Maybe more of a girl thing than it is a guy thing to do something like that.
That's definitely a girl thing because you want to feel confident, and a lot of times we, like, feel better when we have on a brand new outfit.
Mm-hmm.
We got our hair done. We got, you know, cool piece of jewelry on or whatever. It's like, okay. You know, it's like superficial confidence.
Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
Good, man. Where'd you go, what'd you do, and how much did you spend?
Well, I spent like $33. I got a deal on a ticket to Six Flags and then just out to dinner afterwards. So probably it was like $23 for the Six Flags and like around $10 for dinner.
Okay.
So
$33, was it money well spent?
Very much well spent.
Okay. Thank you. And good morning, Rod. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man. How much did you spend this weekend?
I spent about $40-$45.
And that's a meal? Was that a meal?
It was a meal, and we also went to the movies last night.
Okay, $45.
Yeah.
And is that on average what you normally spend on a date?
Actually, that is kind of lower than the average. The average is anywhere from like $55 to maybe $60.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just depends on where we go, because we normally go to a little, you know, higher class restaurants.
Right, that sounds about right to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About 55 or 60 sounds like it should be about right. Hey, Greg, you're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hey, Bert, how you doing?
Excellent, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
How much did you spend this weekend?
I spent $350.
$350.
Oh, really? What was it all for?
Okay, we went to Justin's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we went to Justin's. And then after Justin's, we went to Houston's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we spent drinks, really. That's where, like, the cost came in there. But I want to get back to what you were saying about people getting a haircut and all that.
Uh-huh.
I went and got my haircut, manicure, and pedicure, and bought a new outfit because I like to look good 24/7.
You go, boy.
Nice, man. Plus, this girl must have been smoking.
So
yeah, she was. I mean, I even handle girls better than me. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
I need you to somehow convince my husband to get a manicure and a pedicure, by the way, and still be manly about it, because he refuses to do so. I think it's much more manly when you take care of your look. So I commend you for that. But I want to know, what was the grand total, if you include the haircut, manicure, pedicure, outfit, plus the $350, what'd you spend on your date?
The grand total was roughly $525.
$500.
Yeah, cause I mean, I spent like $60 on my manicure and pedicure alone.
It must have been worth it, cause she's sitting right next to you.
Exactly. You can't believe I'm on the Bert Show.
I
hey,
think
Bert, you want to talk to you? Just talk to her for a second, Bert.
Sure.
This is free.
Talk to Bert. Talk to Bert.
Hi, how are you?
Now, are you?
Oh my God!
Now, are you screaming because of us or because of the $525?
No, because of you guys. Oh my God!
I think this is the part.
Oh my God! I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
I think this is the part that's impressed her the most, and this is a free phone call.
I know, right? We're gonna charge him $500.
I need to know where you are so that every time I walk in someplace, somebody's like, "Oh my God!"
What's your name?
I'm Tanya.
Hey, Tanya.
Hey. Tanya, this guy that you're there with, he spent over $500 to impress you this weekend.
I'm worth it.
All right.
He doesn't have a problem with it.
Doesn't sound like it. Now, is this this couldn't have been a first date.
No, he's my boyfriend.
All right. All right. How long y'all been going out?
How long have we been going out, bae? It's been about 6 months. See, he remembers and I don't.
See, you got a good one there. He's getting manicures, pedicures, and he still remembers your anniversary day. You're doing okay.
Oh, my God, babe.
Hey, thank you for calling, you guys.
Thanks.
All right, bye, Tanya.
All right, here's the reason why I ask y'all. And, Phil, how much are you spending when you're out with Mary Kane? She's got some pretty highfalutin tastes.
Well, yeah, and he hit the nail on the head when he said it's the drinks that'll get you. I mean, because our dinners alone are $125. And then it's the little stuff you don't think about, like having to pay to park or having to pay a cover to get into a club. And, you know, that's $20 here. That's tip here. I mean, even the little, you know, it's the biggest jip in the world, but paying $1 to go to the bathroom. Like,
I
you know,
hate the bathroom valet. Ticks me off.
Yeah, $1 to
hate to see that guy.
Already wet towel. Anyway, so I think on average probably one date is about $200, but then you got to add in about another $75 to bail us out of jail at the end of the night. So it all depends, but I'd say on average at least $200 easily.
Dang, that's a lot of money.
That's a big budget item.
Uh huh.
Like, you know, when you're setting out your finances for the month, if you're dating, you got to set that aside.
I don't. The drink thing, I'll never understand in Atlanta why. A drink in Atlanta costs you the same amount that it does in New York City. Like, you can't get it like a good drink anymore for less than $10 in the city.
I think it's an image thing is the only thing I can think of. Somebody trying to keep up, you know, that to be cosmopolitan, that means that we have to charge too much for alcohol.
It's
you
crazy.
Know?
I'd love to talk to, like, somebody that owns a bar to find out how much it actually costs to have the bottle in the bar, and then what's the markup on that?
Yep.
Clubs are the worst.
Yeah. The worst.
Clubs are the worst at marking up alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, according to this survey, I feel bad if you are single, because the average that most people are spending on a date now is $300.
Ouch. Is this a national average? Like, this includes places like New York City?
This is a national average. So I guess New York and San Francisco and places like that, and maybe even Atlanta and L.A. raise that. Mm-hmm. $300. But like I said, there are some hidden costs in there. Man. When it comes to women, there are costs like getting your hair done and getting the clothes and all your beauty treatments and stuff. On average, a woman spends $295 before she goes out on that date. Does that sound accurate, y'all?
Because if you get nice clothes,
yeah.
I mean, you're talking about hair. If you get your hair done professionally, but even if you don't, the clothes alone would cost that. Yeah,
hair, makeup,
to impress
jewelry,
somebody.
Yeah,
$295.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and dudes are spending $310 on average on a date.
Man,
$310.
That's expensive.
Yeah, it is. Really, I was shocked by that.
I just think I wonder. You know. the pressure of, and that's got to be a first date average, because I just wonder the pressure on impressing somebody, because it seems that to impress somebody, you feel the need to go to the nicest restaurants, which include the valet, which include the tip and the alcohol being so much. And then to go to a nice restaurant, you have to dress really nice, and that's the clothes. And now with gas prices, you got to factor in the gas depending on how far you have to go to pick her up and stuff.
I was thinking the car detailing would be in there too, because guys, you know, normally keep their car kind of trashy. But when it's the first date night and you're picking up the girl, you got to go to the car wash, get it detailed, clean it up.
Right. Yeah, y'all aren't going to know how much of a slob we are until date three, probably, because we can keep the car clean for two dates. Right. But date three, you'll start to see the signs. Maybe a French fry. Maybe it'll just be one French fry.
That Brown's on little one, mat. The burnt one. Yeah.
It's just a sign of things to come.
One gym sock. It smells like the gym.
That's it. Maybe one Dasani bottle on the third date, but by the fifth date, it's like three Dasani bottles.
Right.
Good morning, William.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Doing great. I'm here at work.
And where is that?
I work at Front Page.
At Front Page.
Okay.
Okay. Can you help us with this whole bar alcohol thing?
It's a general 30% markup.
30% markup. I would think it would be more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also help run the kitchen, too, and that's about the same restaurant-wide on food, liquor. Okay. It's also according to how much business we do. We do about, you know, $60,000 a week in bar sales.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised, too. I thought it'd be more of a markup than that.
Yeah, so. I thought
some
so, too.
Some places are. Some places actually can go as high as 80%.
Is that right?
Wow.
But that's like, you know, if you're asking for like Barwell stuff, like Stoli's, things like that, or you're asking for Absolut.
Right.
If you go top shelf, how much is the markup on that?
Top shelf's about 30% just because you can't charge any more for markup. I mean, a good martini will cost you $11-$12 anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
They can still sell you cheap martini at $9 and make, you know, 50% markup.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why those martini nights that Shannon was telling us about, like the $5 martini nights, become so huge in different places.
Because they're making a fortune off those. I didn't think of that.
And that's why some guys I know that are bigger guys who always do shots, you know, and having to do shots because they're trying to get the feel of the alcohol without having to pay $15 for every drink.
Hey, Jenna.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up?
Good morning. My husband and I, we just recently moved to Atlanta. We sold our bar in Southern California. Mm-hmm. The average markup for top shelf is 300%.
300%?
300%. That's so, the average markup.
Because the guy just said 30%. So do you see a difference in Southern California as opposed to Atlanta when y'all have gone out?
Actually, we haven't really been out. We just moved here probably about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
Don't you wish everything was negotiable?
Yeah.
Like you could just walk into a club and now knowing that it's 300% markup, you go, nope, not going to give you $11 for that martini, but let's start at 7.
Right.
And meet somewhere in between.
You know, then some auctioneer, the bartender becomes an auctioneer.
I ran into that this weekend. I was buying a couple drinks and the bartender, he just kind of looks at me and I think he just threw a figure at me to see if I'd pay for it. Because I got like two drinks and he's like, let's just say $18. I'm like, where did that
let's
come from?
Say,
wait,
yeah.
Eight? What? Okay, I'll give you 10 and a tip and we'll call it even.
And if you're on a first date, you don't want to look like a cheap ass and also you go, okay, no problem, $18, I got you, buddy. But in the back of your mind, you're like, can't do that?
That's a freaking 12-pack.
Can't eat for 2 days.
And then if you're another problem on the first dates too, if you end up meeting up with friends, you got to impress the friends too. I've been there before. One of the first dates me and Mary Kay went on, we met up with some friends and we had been drinking. So I go to the bar and order a round of shots. I mean, there's another $40 right there too, but you got to pay for it to impress them.
It's going to hurt, guys. On average, you're spending $310 on your dates. Women, $295.
The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.